100 word stories.
Good. Hold on. Wait. Am I using the right input? Hi, everybody. Not feeling the best today. Whenever there's a long weekend like Labor Day and I tack on an off day here or there, man, my body goes completely to pot. Well, it's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the story, put them all together, this is what we get. The challenge is cast, and a lot of you sent in your stories. Jeffrey, Muncie, Richard, Tom, Serendipity, Lizzie, Norval Joe, Todd is back again, and Planet Z. So, I've got coffee, I've got... Oh, man. Wow. I should be just doing an IV of NyQuil. I need to get more of that stuff. The problem is, I have to wait until it wears off before I can drive to get more. I wonder if you can get it by Amazon Prime now. Anyway. Enough of my... Let's hear some stories.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 541 on the topic of cast. My first story is called America's Pastime. Summer weekend afternoons used to be a time to turn on the TV and catch a baseball game. Baseball is a great sport to multitask by. Exciting plays happen, but not frequently, and one can always watch the play rerun. Now night games are popular, so it's hard to see the home team play in the afternoon. But I have 20 sports channels. Surely something worth watching is showing. Nope. Fishermen in floppy hats cast their rods. Guys in polyester shirts bowl. Guys in loud pants golf. Kids do some crazy crap with skateboards, and for some reason, there's a repeat of an SEC football game from last season. I switch off the TV and take a nap. And my second story is called The Replacement. Pepper Johnson was the endgame in stunt casting. He always played the same character, a zany oaf whose trademark expression was Yowza. Adding Pepper to a show was a sure sign of rating desperation. He was Sam's alcoholic brother in season 12 of Cheers. He propped up season 11 of Friends as Rachel's neighbor. He went down with the ship in season 8 of 30 Rock. When CBS wanted NCIS to continue for one more season, the pitch was Pepper Johnson as the coroner, replacing David McCallum's Ducky Mallard. Pepper would do his zany act, pretending to pull stuffed animals from corpses while saying, Yowza! Mark Harmon solved the problem by knocking Pepper out cold, shattering his jaw. No more Yowza, and the show died with as much dignity as a CBS drama could muster. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Greetings, Goon Squad, from Munzee, here with another story for you and a monthly nickname that, if you like Elvis Costello, we'll get a song stuck in your head. If you don't like Elvis Costello, the nickname might be meaningless to you, but you still might enjoy the story. Or not. Let's find out! Banished by Christopher Monroe. I left with nothing but the clothes on my back. My crimes had been horrific, but I hadn't expected to be sent with nothing, without even the chance to explain my behavior. Yet I was, and I could never go back. So I left my past, my home, behind, to fend for myself in a cold, cruel world. Life will no doubt be hard, painful, and not particularly long, but that's something I'll have to deal with. That's one of the first things you learn about exile. It's not as fun as the band Outcast made it seem. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. And here we end things, Goon Squad, for another week, but you haven't heard the last of me. Oh no. You haven't heard the last of me.
Good morning, Richard here, and one story this week with the topic of caste. This is the Gospel according to Norman, the Sermon on Stones and Sin. You have heard it said, let he who has no sin cast the first stone. But I say to you, surely the very act of casting a stone at your neighbour is sinful in itself. If you hold a grudge, it is far better to pay a local hooligan to cast stones anonymously on your behalf. In this way, you can gloat over your neighbour's broken windows and cuts and bruises, whilst you remain virtuous and righteous. And if your neighbour should attempt to seek revenge, you can always accuse them of sinning, and have them stoned in the marketplace. That's it for this week. So until next time, goodbye.
Alone-Eye people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called I Can Feel the Devil Walking Next to Me. When Timmy broke his arm, everyone came around to sign his cast. Most of the stuff was pretty prosaic, some a bit scatologic, and some sophomoric. But one was downright spooky. Some kid wrote down RIP 9/11/2001. Jimmy never found out who scribbled it on his cast during the summer of 63. When they broke the plaster off, he kept the chunk of the date. Why you keep that thing around, Dad? James Jr. would rag. Just whistling past the graveyard. What? Ironically challenged we are? What? Never mind. They never found Jimmy, but a fireman found the broken cast. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. My own personal reality show, with an unknowing, unwilling cast of billions. Every day, I watch you all, spying upon every moment of your lives. Every webcam, every mobile phone, every CCTV monitor at my disposal. Silently watching you. I am the great director. It is I who intervenes to mess about with your life. It is I who follows your every move and calls out your every error and indiscretion. Every detail recorded for posterity. Your life laid bare, with none of the gory details hidden. The only question is, whom should I invite to the premiere screening?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When Violet fell off the stage, everyone panicked. 2 nights till the opening of the musical, and the star actress had broken a leg. After much research, they found a young actress to substitute her, Maddie, who also sang and danced. No one had heard of her, but she knew the part by heart. She was hired immediately. When Violet returned to work, Maddie disappeared. But Violet found a list in a drawer. The list of actresses Maddie had substituted with name and type of accident. The police investigated the matter with little results. Years later, the actresses started showing up dead. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 541 with the prompt of Cast. Now, I've got another book going free starting Sunday and running for 5 days, Drawn into the Mist. It's the second book of the Shooting Stars series. If you're interested, if you're not, it's free. Go get it. Help me boost up my numbers. Anyway, I've tried introducing chapters of Durgle Vanderhoot, Wiener Dog Man, onto Wattpad in an alpha format, you know, just kind of rough, to see if I can get some feedback on how to make the story better. But I realized after 11 chapters that I posted, doing some research about what's hot and what works well on Wattpad, I'm doomed to failure because I don't mention anything about bad boys or gang leaders in the title of my book. So maybe I should have called it Durgle Vanderhoot, the gang leader's wiener dog or something. That'd probably be hot. Anyway, here's my story.
"That circus mistress to you," she said, casting him a withering glare. Mickey shifted uncomfortably with the sweatpants across his lap and asked, "Would you mind casting your withering glare another direction so I can get dressed?" She turned her back on him.
"By all means, put on the pants. I wouldn't want you to feel self-conscious when people come to stare at you in your cage."
"That's what you want me for? The sideshow?"
She laughed. "Rest assured, my clientele aren't your average rabble. They are professionals, scientists, surgeons. We will learn the source of your transformation."
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Todd Spargo with William Shakespeare with this week's challenge, Cast. A dark kitchen, on the stove a pot boiling. Thunder. Two young women enter. They prepare a soup. "Oh my God, I hope it doesn't rain on her wedding day."
"I know, right? You see that top she's wearing? Wet t-shirt contest." "Did she get her tits done?"
"She said she didn't. You see how perky they were? Bullshit."
"Did you see her hair? I thought she was going to get that guy."
"Apparently she couldn't afford him. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burning, cauldron bubble.
This looks done. It needs to cool down. Becky, come taste your wedding soup."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I was little, I remember having a Zebco fishing rod. We had a whole tackle box of floaters, hooks, weights, and lures. I had no idea what each of them was for. I wasn't very good at tying knots. And sparing a worm on a hook was out of the question. God forbid I actually catch a fish. I wouldn't know what to do with it. So I ended up just tying a weight to the line and casting it out and then reeling it back in. Over and over again. The worms I just dumped in the garden.
To you, it's been about 15, 20 minutes. To me, I just hit record again. So there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of cast. I hope you enjoyed this. The next topic is, I can't even remember. What was the worst thing that you ate? It's not the brown and serve sausages I just had, or the coffee. I mean, those get me by. I needed some sort of protein, right? There's protein in sawdust. With sausage flavoring. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm really kind of out of it. One a day until the day I die.com. I really should write a script. Oh, there's Tenny. I was wondering where she was. I was hearing her collar, and I know that Mist is asleep on the suitcase I still haven't put away because she loves sleeping on suitcases. And it's like I'm not going to tell my little kitty, no, you can't sleep on that. And here comes Tenny. Okay, so I will see y'all tomorrow when there'll be yet another story. I might record it tomorrow since it's Labor Day, and hopefully I'll be feeling better by then. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.